is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America, coast to coast, over borders. I appreciate you all. Thank you for being here. I'll be with you for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. We got a lot to get into over the next hour. We've had a busy show. We get started 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Damn it. We spoke to Lisa Leslie, Hall of Famer. What an amazing conversation. Always a pleasure to chat with Lisa Leslie. Talked about Juju Watkins, got into Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. Talked about the men's bracket, Angel Reese's brother on Maryland. Talked about just a lot. Thank you to Lisa Leslie. Russell Wilson introduced as the newest quarterback for the New York Giants. Kissed everybody's ass and said a whole lot of vanilla things. What you expected? And then how about this before we get out of here? Man, the Minnesota Vikings have spoken. Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, the GM of the Minnesota Vikings, he pretty much told everybody why they did not pick up Aaron Rodgers. We'll get into that. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that have happened and took place this day in sports history. And so we've had a busy, busy day. We're having a busy afternoon, a busy night, a busy evening, and we got more to do. But right now, we got a lot of callers here with a lot of thoughts and a lot of opinions about some of the biggest and best college coaches of all time, because it is Wednesday and I gave you a top six list, some of the best college coaches of all time. At number six, I had Bob Knight. Number five, Bobby Bowden. Number four, Bear Bryant. Number three, Nick Saban. Number two, Coach K. Number one, John Wooden. We've had some callers who chipped in, some other names, the great late Pat Summitt, Dan Gable, one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, one of the greatest wrestling coaches. Hickey, is there anybody that stands out to you? Talk about a great college coach. Anybody stands out to you?
Sure. Let's keep the wrestling theme going. Dan Gable was great. Cale right. Sanderson is great.
Oh, boy. Penn State. We're going to Penn State, huh?
We are going to Penn State Wrestling, who are just fresh off of their 12th national title in 14 years. One of the two-year gap, COVID. So it wasn't like they lost. They've lost one time in the last 14 years that actually there's been wrestling. They've won 71 consecutive dual meets. Record is 76, so should be able to blow by that pretty easily. This guy, by the way, his career, or Dan Gable's what, 158-1? How about Cale Sanderson, JR, in college? 159-0. 4-for-4 national champion. Gold medalist.
You mean to tell me they just won again?
12 out of 14 with three individual champions.
Well, you went to Penn State University.
Yes, sir.
What the hell do they do after they win? Do they get a big celebration? Like, what happens? Is it just so normal? Nobody even, like, what do they do?
It's very normal. I think there's like a celebration, but there's no parade. It's expected at this point.
A luncheon? What happens?
I think maybe a luncheon. A little, like, handshake, like, congratulations, fellas, we did it.
Oh, man, wow.
But the train just rolls on, and we're already looking at next year. Make it 13 out of 15.
So, when I was in high school, how about that, right? I went to a high school, it's called Murray Bertram in Lower Manhattan in New York City. And so our women's team, we had a couple of future WNBA players on our high school squad. Epiphany Prince, who played in Chicago. Shannon Bobbitt, she played for Pat Summitt, a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. Shannon Bobbitt played for Pat Summitt, also played alongside Candace Parker. And so, and then we had some other girls, I think a couple that went overseas, and they all played in college and what have you. Hickey, I don't remember. I feel like we were winning the city championship every year. We were competing for the state championship, and I don't remember our girls ever, you know, getting anything outside of an announcement over the loudspeaker. You know, we used to go to Madison Square Garden and watch them in the championship. That was the celebration.
That's pretty cool. The high school kid playing in the garden, that's very cool.
Yeah, I think the Public Athletic League of New York City, PSAL, or whatever the heck they call it. You know, they got so cheap, eventually they moved it to the Barclays Center. What are you going to do? right? I'm like, man.
It's a Carnesecca Arena for St. John's moving to Queens.
No, man, that'd be something, right? Oh, boy. Nah, well, you know, when I went, this sounds stupid as well. When I was in high school, that thing didn't exist. You know what I'm saying? Like, the corner of Atlantic and Flatbush was nothing. It's a dump, okay? There's nothing there. Now they put a skyscraper over there. They got the Barclays Center. It's just, I spoke to somebody here in Georgia recently, Hickey. They went to the Barclays and they were just like, oh, it's a pretty cool arena. I'm like, yeah, it's nice, whatever.
It's fine. The area is definitely a lot nicer than it was before, that's for sure.
It is. Well, I just like the bars around the corner, okay? That's what I like.
You go there for business and leave. That's it. No exploring for you.
I haven't been in there in a while. Yeah, I mean, what, the area or inside the arena?
When you said you go to the bars, you talking about the area, like right around the corner?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know every nook and cranny in that silly arena. And I know all the places you're not supposed to go outside the arena. So I do both.
A man who knows a lot.
I do. I haven't been to Brooklyn in 2 years. What's wrong with me?
Wow. Sounds like you are long overdue for a trip up here.
I am. Every time I'm in Brooklyn, I have a good time. I'm trying to think. What was I in Brooklyn doing the last? Let's see.
Williamsburg or the hipsters?
Oh, no, no, no. I stayed. Heck, did I stay? No, I stayed downtown. They got a nice hotel downtown. I don't know. It's so different, Hickey. I don't like Brooklyn anymore.
It is. I mean, it is definitely different.
Keep changing.
People my age have overrun it.
Oh, is that what happened?
I think it's a hipster thing.
I knew I never wanted to go back to Brooklyn. I was in my car. I didn't live there at the time, but I had my car with me in New York. And I was in Brooklyn. It's like 10:30 at night. And on one corner, I saw the Chinese restaurant. And then on the other corner, directly across the street, I saw a cupcake shop. And I said, this isn't the Brooklyn I like. I don't like this. I said, what is it? A Chinese food restaurant on one side and a cupcake shop on the other. I'm like, what is this?
I'm shocked there were no vegan options there. Usually, I mean, the fact they had two storefronts without vegan or gluten-free, I'm beyond surprised.
And don't get me started on that gluten thing, okay? Gluten-free, everybody. Glutenous.
I think gluten does not exist in Brooklyn, at least in Williamsburg.
Man. Nobody can have gluten. Oh, stupid gluten. Anyway. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the greatest coaches in college of all time. Russell is here from Baltimore. I don't think he's going to name a high school coach. Russell, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
If I was going to say a high school coach, it would be Morgan Wooten out of DeMatha.
We're not talking about a high school coach.
No, I don't. And Dan Gable.
Wait, hold on. Are you on speakerphone? Are you on speakerphone, Russell?
I am. Do you want me to take it off?
Oh, you don't call. It sounds terrible. When I'm not your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Like, we can't do this.
My bad.
This is a professional radio show here, Russell. You've never called radio, Russell?
I have. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead.
I can't take it off. Anyhow, I'll just say Knute Rockne.
Oh, Notre Dame. Okay.
He revolutionized the game. Got to get a shout out at least. So definitely top 10.
Okay.
And I'll get off my speaker. Take care. I love your show, by the way.
I love you too, Russell. Thank you for calling from Baltimore. Hickey, what do you think he was doing on speaker besides waiting?
Do you want to know?
Well, he had to take the phone off. He had to. Well, he didn't have.
He didn't
to
know
pick
how
the phone.
To do. It. I'm shocked he knew how to put it on. If he doesn't know how to take, I mean, it's one button, but
yeah,
said the same button you put it on.
Touche.
To take it off. So.
Touche.
What good, do you think he's point. Doing?
Watching the Lakers. Okay.
Hands free. Speakerphone's hands free.
Remote controls. Okay.
Playing video games.
Yes, Call of Duty. Is that it? Not Roblox. I don't know no game
no,
between.
Definitely Call of Duty.
All I know is Roblox, Call of Duty, and what's the one that everybody waits on? They make the joke about it's come before everything. What's that game?
What?
There's the game that everybody waits on. Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, GTA.
They always say, LeBron James, you know, he retired before we got a new Grand Theft Auto, you know?
Oh, they haven't come out with one in a while. I did not know that.
You haven't seen that joke online?
No.
I haven't played Grand Theft Auto ever in my life, but I see that joke.
Huh.
I guess people have been expecting this game for a long time. It's like me expecting Nintendo to come out with, I don't know, Super Mario Brothers 8 in 2D. It's never going to happen. I wish it would. I could play the hickey. I could pick my Super Nintendo. I told you it's dead. It's dead. I can't play it anymore.
Not even a little blowing into like the.
No.
To get, you know.
No. The cartridges no. have their own batteries, and when they're done, they're done.
Oh, boy.
So I have to find, like, I don't know if it's an emulator or a Nintendo. There's somebody listening knows the answer. They're like, hey, JR's an idiot. But there's probably a system that I can, it will last me the next 40 years. And at that point, I'll be expired. But my Super Nintendo is done. It's finished. It's cooked.
And you're it's really done at 80?
Who, me?
Yeah.
What do you want me to be, Mr. Burns here? I don't know.
Oh, so you're here for a good time, not a long time.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just thinking about it. I don't know. The Super Nintendo, the first one lasted 40 years. It's dead, okay? If I get another one, it'll last another 40 years. And at that point, 80, am I going to be sitting around playing Super Mario Brothers? I don't think so.
That's fair. Although you will have, I mean, hopefully, since you'll be, fingers crossed, retired at that point, a lot more time to kill.
Oh, boy. Listen, bro, I'll be retired way before then, okay? Way before then. What am I going to be doing at 80? I don't know. Exercising, all right?
Exercise the thumbs.
I will.
Super Mario Bros.
Just like the guy who just called. I'll be exercising my thumbs. That's right. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. Bobby is calling from Wisconsin. Save us. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Bobby?
Long time since I talked to you. But
well, thank you.
You gave me a topic.
Okay, go ahead.
How about Eddie Robinson?
From Grambling?
Grambling.
SWAC? Okay, yeah. I mean, if we're going to include SWAC, sure, why not?
Well, I mean, we got to include him because he had 408 victories and over 200 people that he sent to the pros. Willie Lanier, Willie Davis, Buck Buchanan, first black quarterback in pro football, James Harris, the first NFL Super Bowl MVP and winner, Doug Williams. We can't put him in there?
I wouldn't put him on the top six. There's no denying his state and status in college football in general and in the SWAC, but would you put him on your top six? I wouldn't put him on mine.
Yeah, I put him on my top six.
Okay, who would you take off from what I mentioned? Okay, who needs to get the boot?
Well, just by virtue of
okay, no answer.
All of the things he had to go through with Eddie Robinson, just being down south, being a sharecropper's son, and all that. We know that story. I take out Coach K.
All right. Well, thank you, Bobby, for calling from Wisconsin. Appreciate you.
All right. Appreciate you. Thanks.
No doubt about it. Bobby from Wisconsin. Okay, he would just take out Coach K. No reason. He just remove Coach K. No, there's a lot to be said about Eddie Robinson coaching the Grambling stayed at the SWAC. I learned more about Eddie Robinson. One of my good buddies went out to Grambling State and got his bachelor's degree years ago, and I learned so much more about Eddie Robinson. There's no doubt his state and college football and what he did as an African-American. I ain't no taking away from that. Am I going to put him on the top six college coaches of all time? No, but he definitely is one of the greatest coaches of all time. That's why it's six. It's tough. You can't put everybody on it. Somebody called about Pat Summitt. What am I? I'm a jerk for not putting on a list. Of course I am. Alan is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. Here's a good one. Tom Osborne. He's still alive. He's 88, and he's not in a home, so I hope he's listening. It'll bring a smile to his face. And look at his record. 255 wins, 49 losses, 3 ties. And that's an .836 winning percentage. And he was known for his powerful rushing attack and strong defense. The 1995 team was probably the best in the history of college football. And he won 3 national championships, 1994, 95, and 97, known for the I formation. He's 25 years in Nebraska. You know,
yeah, three titles. Yeah.
So he's you can't put him on the top. You would put him on the top 10.
But yeah, I was.
10. There's only a six. So.
Yeah, I was going to say I don't know about six, but certainly also one of the greatest college coaches of all time. Well, thank you, Alan. Where you been, by the way? I feel like I haven't spoken to you in about a month. You've been hanging out in Miami or something?
No. I went to Rock Springs, Wyoming.
What?
For a wedding. So I was there for a few days.
A few days? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like a couple of weeks?
I drove there.
You drove to Wyoming?
Yep.
The
Cheyenne to Rock Springs is the most difficult freeway I've ever been on. Winds and bends and up and down. You know, if you ever go there, you have to be really paying attention. Your driving skills will be strained to the utmost if you ever go there from Cheyenne, Interstate 80. So.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, I'm glad that you made it to America safe. I'm glad you made it back.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of the United States. All my holidays are there.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. 25 years.
So. Wait. This is a joke, by the way. People in Canada still like America?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Well, I like you, Alan. I'm going to like you forever, okay?
I don't like to talk politics, so I'll leave that off the air for another
okay.
time.
Okay. Who said anything about politics?
Yeah.
I didn't.
No,
I don't know.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. The Republican Party, you know.
I don't know what you're talking
about. He was a Republican.
About.
Tom was a Republican from 2001 to 2006.
He was. Yeah, he was. Yeah. Was he a House of Representatives? Is that what he did? Right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was in the House. Yeah.
Well, he's not the first football coach to get into politics, but that.
No.
Hey. Anyway, Alan, I would tell you to run for office here, but you can't. So I appreciate you anyway. Okay.
Yeah, you for president. You could
too much dirt, Alan. Nope. Well, I guess if you had enough, you can do that. Hey, Alan, thank you for calling from Toronto. Okay.
Always a pleasure, JR. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Welcome to America, but he already left. This guy, Keith, he drove from Toronto to Wyoming. Now, I told you, Alan gets in his car. He goes everywhere, man. It's like, Alan, where did you go? I was in Miami, Florida.
It's a quick weekend trip.
Yeah, does he know airplanes exist? He can get in a plane and go. He doesn't have to drive.
How many people do you think have done the old Toronto to Wyoming driving trip?
What, like this year?
No, in general.
I don't know. One person a year, him.
I mean, that's probably why the roads are so treacherous. They're like, no one's on this. Just build it as quickly as you can and just let's get out of here.
I could listen to Alan now. He's just in the car listening to Infinity Sports Radio the whole way. The whole way.
It's a long drive.
I wonder where he stops at. I should have asked him that. Where did you stop? Oh, I stopped in Minnesota and it took me 2 days, 3 days to drive. I'm like, okay, bro. Wow.
I drove 13 hours at exactly 65 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, I'm glad he made it back to Toronto safe. He says all his holidays are in America. I like Toronto's beautiful. And shout outs to Canada. I love Canada. I really do. How about this? We got one more here and then we got to talk some NFL. Gary is calling up from Indianapolis. You get the final word, Gary. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. How you doing?
I'm amazing. What's up?
First time I got to talk to you, and I listen to your show on a nightly basis while I'm at work. I just wanted to mention Jerry Tarkanian.
What?
Yeah.
Running Rebels?
Running Rebels.
Oh,
the
boy.
The Shark.
He's one of the greatest six college coaches of all time? Come on.
Well, I think for what he, in my opinion, he was.
Okay.
I met him, he used to come into a restaurant that I worked at when I was in high school.
Okay.
And he was one of the nicest guys you could meet on a personal level off the court.
All right.
So I just wanted to chime in. I thought for what he did, I thought he was one of the, rest his soul. He was a really good guy.
Why
and I think he meant a lot to a lot of people.
Well, I see Greg Anthony every now and then. When I see Greg Anthony, I'll ask him, okay?
There you go.
All right. Thank
you, have a good night, JR.
You as well. Shout outs to Gary for calling from Indianapolis. What a name, Gary from Indianapolis. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got a lot more to do. I told you LeBron James spoke. Russell Wilson spoke. Man, the Vikings general manager, he spoke as about why they didn't add Aaron Rodgers. We'll get into that. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. As I sit in the studio, LeBron James is playing basketball in Indianapolis. The Lakers lead the Pacers 95-88 about a minute to go in the third quarter. LeBron James making a lot of noise, a lot of news earlier today, sat down with Pat McAfee. And LeBron James had a lot to say about everything in a rare interview. You don't hear LeBron James, you know, talk outside of his own, you know, ecosystem, his own podcast with J.J. Redick, now soon to be Steve Nash, sitting down doing his TV show, The Shop. And by the way, LeBron James is having a crap night. 3 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. He is 0 of 6 from the field. LeBron James has not scored a field goal in this game. This might be a first. I think all things considered, before the end of the game, you'll have one. But damn, I don't know. Maybe that groin needs some more vacation. LeBron James made a lot of news on Pat McAfee today, a variety of things. He, of course, talked about this beef with Stephen A. Smith. I want you to take a listen to this from earlier today on Pat McAfee.
He's like on a Taylor Swift tour run right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're watching it. Yep. We're awesome. Mm-hmm.
It started off with, I didn't want to address it. I wasn't going to address it. But since the video came out, I feel the need to address it.
Yeah, it went viral. You wouldn't be talking about it.
Are you kidding me? If there's one person that couldn't wait to the video to drop so you could address it, it's your ass. Like, seriously, And like another, he completely like missed the whole point. The whole point. Never would I ever not allow people to talk about the sport, criticize players about what they do on the court. That is your job. But when you take it and you get personal with it, it's my job to not only protect my damn household, but protect the players.
Well, LeBron James is playing a terrible basketball game right now. I told you only 3 points. Somehow the Lakers are winning. Stephen A. Smith has already responded. Stephen A. Smith has already said that LeBron James is a liar and he's two-faced. And I don't know. Maybe Stephen A. tomorrow morning, he'll go, LeBron James had a bad game last night because of me. You can bet on that. Meanwhile, speaking of tonight, Russell Wilson, the newest member of the New York Giants, is sitting courtside with his wife at the New York Knicks game. The New York Knicks are currently hosting the Los Angeles Clippers. The Clippers are beating them 104-91. Maybe Russell Wilson can give an inspiring speech to the New York Knicks. We know how inspiring Russell Wilson is. Well, not a lot, not really. Sounds kind of corny if you ask me. But he did speak to the media today. Not in person. The New York Giants organized a Zoom call for Russell Wilson to meet the media. I guess he and the Giants, maybe they agreed, one of them agreed that maybe we shouldn't have one gigantic press conference because this may not end the way we want. Nobody's going to say that. But Russell Wilson spoke to the media, and of course he shared plenty of positivity. I guess he's positive that he is going to be QB number one. Listen to this.
Yeah, I expect to be a starter and come in here and be ready to rock and roll every day. I think to be able to lead, I think this team's really looking for somebody to lead them in every way in terms of the process, you know, in the offseason, during the season, our habits and our thought process and how we create a great winning culture.
All right, whatever. Hick, you think he'll be there past this upcoming year?
No.
Damn. One and done, huh?
One and done, and then we'll be on a fourth team, most likely in 4 years.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Although, I don't know.
Stay home and make babies, right? Didn't Ciara just have another baby?
Did she? She looked great on this court size, so if she did, jeez.
I feel
impressive.
Like all they do is have babies. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, how many kids?
Russ got a starting five?
Yeah, he got a lot of kids. He's not up to... There's somebody said, No, somebody is past Cromart. No, what's the wide receiver? Tyreek Hill.
Well,
did he just have another kid?
Yeah.
I think he's past Cromarty.
You talk about a far-reaching family tree.
Oh, they got four kids, okay? They got four kids. Ciara had three of them. Now, Tyreek Hill, what does he have, 11 kids? There's a lot of... Who wants to spread themselves this thin? That's a lot.
He had reportedly 5 kids this year with 5 different women.
That's what I'm saying. That's... Come on, man.
And is pregnant. His wife is pregnant.
So... Currently. She's down for the cause, I guess, right? Is that how I could appropriately say it?
If this is true, he's having his 13th kid?
Yeah, it is. I told you, more than Cromartie, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill reveals he plans on having another child with his new wife, which could take his total to 13 kids. All right. It's more than a Brady bunch, okay? There's a lot of kids. How many kids they have in that Brady bunch house? They each came with 3 kids, right? Just 6 of them? You've never watched a Brady Bunch a day in your life, right?
I was very young. Okay, very young.
All right. I spent my whole summer watching every episode of the Brady Bunch.
His wife... So I'm just trying to process this in real time.
Yeah.
His wife is staying with him despite the fact that this year he got 5 different girls pregnant.
What is she supposed to do? Divorce him and take his money?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Yes. Well,
didn't that house have a fire? Wasn't that their house?
Yeah.
That was his
didn't
house,
they
right?
like? I thought they broke up right after that. This is like during Hard Knocks, I believe, right? Last year in season.
Hickey, I can't keep up with the nonsense. Okay. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. That's 13 kids. 13.
Mind-blowing.
How much time does he spend with his 13 kids? I don't know.
How much He's time there does with he spend training?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. How much time he spends with the kids? None. Right, how do you spread that out? How do you spread that time amongst young kids? I'm 13 of them. I don't know.
They're probably all within the under the age of like 5.
Oh my God. Oh,
that's geez. A lot of screaming.
Oh my God.
It's a lot of chaos. Right
nah, there. They all can't. No, one kid got to be like 8 or 10 or something, right? I don't know.
I mean, maybe. So he's got 12 right now, currently out of the womb on the earth.
Out of the womb, yeah, okay.
Almost half of them are newborns. So, I mean, this guy seems like he's just...
He's busy.
He's Listen, not willing to spread it out. He's just ready to go, so...
He's doing his part to populate the earth. What's wrong with that?
Under 3?
How many kids under 3?
I'm just guessing. 8? Trying to do the math here? Like, that's a noisy, man.
Come on, Marco. You got some catching up to do, buddy.
The hell with that.
What is that like, Marco? 8 kids under 3. Is that hell on earth for you?
I can't even fathom that. But why do I feel like he doesn't hear the crying?
Well, he doesn't see the kids, I assume. Allegedly.
I'm just saying, I don't think they're all in the same house. I don't think they're all screaming in the same house. Because I'm telling you now, the cardio that you're getting to be able to have the 12 kids, you wouldn't have that if you could hear them all screaming at the same time. There's no way.
Oh, my God. This is scaring the life out of me. I'm been ready to go to the doctor. Okay. Hey, where the scissors at, Doc?
When does it become mandatory, though? I mean,
when did what?
When does it become mandatory? Look, I'm sorry, we can't have you doing this. There's just too many.
That doesn't exist. There is that. Oh my God. Okay, here we go. So, y'all know about that guy. The professor, right? The college professor who on the side was a donator to the bank. You know about that guy, right?
No.
Marco, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I didn't know he was a professor, but I did hear about...
He has like 103 kids.
Yes. I didn't realize he was a professor. Okay.
He was a professor because there's a girl that I used to date. Like, she used to be in the same... I think she was a student with this guy.
No.
Hickey, there's a professor. When he's not teaching, he goes to the bank, okay?
Okay.
He has 103 kids.
Jack, good genes, huh?
Yeah. Is that what it is? I guess people are choosing him, or he's choosing them. I don't know how it goes.
No, I think they're choosing him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because he doesn't work.
Are we supposed to know that, though?
Okay. Oh, my God. He has more kids. He has more kids. Oh, my God.
Well, he's still doing it?
165. If anyone who's interested, his name is Ari Nagel.
How much do you get paid for that?
Not enough for that.
He's a math professor, okay? He knows numbers, all right?
Well, he doesn't... What's your obligation?
Nothing.
None. That's why I don't know why we know this. I didn't really dive into it. Like, why do we know and why does he know?
Maybe he... Well,
none of us are supposed to know that, including the kids.
Oh, my God.
Well, listen, how does it work? Is it like, hey, you've gotten selected... He gives us a sample, or do you give like multiple samples? And they just
I haven't gone personally, but I'm pretty sure you give the sample, and then if you get picked, you get picked. But you're not supposed to know.
Either I'm saying, way, how many samples do you give at a time?
Sounds like he's there quite a bit.
Yeah, I first heard about this story in 2016. He had 22 kids in 2016.
Oh my!
As of right now, 2025, it looks like he has 165 children.
Yeah, but it makes me think that he wants to know. If we know, like, I feel like he... Isn't this supposed to be, like, a non-disclosure? Weren't you signed? Like, that's it? Didn't they make a movie about this?
I read about it in the paper a decade ago. Here we go. Anyway, now I really want to get the sisters, okay? I just... this is bad. Good luck to Tyreek Hill. Good luck to Russell Wilson. Shout-outs to everybody with kids.
Yo, you find a doctor, you let me know? Because I think I need to... make an appointment for myself.
I'll direct you to Home Depot, okay? Take care
of me. What are the scissors on? Got the apron. Oh, three.
Yeah. You know what?
We got a bunch of different ones here.
13 kids? Trust me, I'd find aisle six. I'd find it, okay?
Doc, I need the heaviest ones. Cut through steel? Perfect.
Yeah, man, what a world, man. Congrats to Tyreek Hill and his 13 kids. I don't know, maybe there's a reason why he's forcing his way out of Miami. He says he wants to stay, whatever. What a world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back. Of course, we're going to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then, speaking of not wanting things like no more children, the Minnesota Vikings, their general manager, explained why he does not want Aaron Rodgers. Is this true? Is he going to wait until later? We'll get into that on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, shout outs to Allen making that drive from Toronto to Wyoming and then back. And he did it safely. Thank you, Allen. We appreciate you. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we've gone through a lot. Lisa Leslie came through and joined us. If you missed that conversation, go ahead and hit rewind. On the free Odyssey app, we talked about LeBron James, that conversation he had with Pat McAfee. We heard from Russell Wilson. And then Marco just played one of the clips, but Kwezi Adolfo Mensah, the GM of the Minnesota Vikings, he shared with everybody why they did not bring in Aaron Rodgers. I want you to listen to this.
Player like him, he's always going to be in those conversations. But you know, from our you know delineations at that time, we're happy with where we are going forward. But you know, obviously the caliber of player and just you know all the rest of the situations, we had to make our considerations.
All right, we didn't want to bring him in. Whatever, you pain in the ass. We didn't want to deal with him for now. And so, what does that mean for JJ McCarthy, Kwezi? What does that mean?
You guys all talk in terms of QB1 and all those conversations, different things like that. You know, when we pull the resources we did to draft JJ and you go through that long process and all those things, I can't stand up here and say that's the outcome we want. And that's the outcome we're headed towards at every checkpoint, whether it been the draft process or practice until the injury or and really the offseason now, he's met the bar. I mean, he's exceeded our expectations at every point. And so I don't have the ability to tell you what the future is, but I can tell you what I expect to be the outcome.
Yeah, they don't want Brett Rippon to have the job. How about that? Anyway, before we get out of here, it's time to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back, 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 back. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
March 26th. The year is 2025, but let's go to March 26th, 1979. Because Magic Johnson and Michigan State beat Indiana State 75-64 to win the NCAA championship. Okay, Magic beat Bird. Yeah, okay, fine. Larry Bird had a bad game. 19 points, but on 7 of 21 shooting, Magic Johnson had 24 points, and Magic spoke to NBC after the game, and he talked about slowing down Larry Bird.
Coach gave us a good game plan to go against Larry Bird, and all we had to do was go out and do it. And if we did it, he said we would win. That's what we done.
And they would continue to beat the living hell out of each other for the next decade, boosting up the NBA. You gotta love it. Hey, March 26th, 2006, George Mason. They become the first 11 seed to make the Final Four since LSU in 1986 as they knock off UConn. This is before they were jerks. They beat them 86-84. Listen to this final call courtesy of CBS.
Denham Brown, three to go. Denham Brown, 4-3. No good. By George, the dream is alive.
Damn, it's so much basketball. How about more basketball? How about this? March 26, 2017. North Carolina beat Kentucky 75-73 to get to the Final Four. But here's the deal. Luke May knocked down a jumper with 0.3 seconds left in the game, and they advanced. I want you to listen to the sequence as Kentucky ties the game. And then Luke May says, "Not today, pal." This is on CBS.
Ooh. Fox has it.
Give it. Let's see if it.
Monk to tie it. Oh, an impossible shot with five. Looks up. Driving in. May for the win. North Carolina with 0.3 seconds to go. An incredible shot.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell Luke May is doing today, but that guy is rememberable for that. He sure as hell is. Come on, they then went and won the national championship by beating the Zags out in Scottsdale, Arizona. Yeah, I didn't go to that one. I hate going out to that stadium. It's so damn far. Anyway, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. Hickey, we had a hell of a show today. A busy one, right?
Very busy. Also, a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, always fun. Always fun. And then tomorrow, how about this? We didn't even get into this. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. Hickey, the baseball season starts, I know it started in Japan, but it starts tomorrow, man. That's crazy.
Real opening day tomorrow, Sweet 16 action as well. These next 4 days are going to be fun.
Did the Dodgers win the World Series already?
No, not yet.
Not
long
yet? Okay.
Long way to go, JR.
There's a long way?
Long way to go.
Didn't they added Blake Snell, Roki Sasaki, and the guy who won MVP is going to throw the ball too?
Yeah, yep. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Best reliever, Tanner Scott on the market. Yeah.
Why are we playing baseball again? To see if they lose, right? I don't know.
Yes. They should win every year for the next, 5 years.
They're going to sign LeBron James to watch. What is he going to do? Play center field? Rob home runs? I don't know.
Bronny will be a bat boy?
Oh, come on. That's disrespectful. Come on.
I'm sorry. I had to take one pot shot there.
It's okay. At Bronny or LeBron, you better watch it.
Well, if he puts hands on me, I'll be a rich man. So, okay. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, Stephen A. Smith said if he put a hand on him, he'd hit him, but then he'd acknowledge that LeBron James would kill him with a punch. So, there we have it. Hey, we got where the hell did he go? Click that guy on. Click him on. Where's he from?
Jay in Vegas.
Yeah, let's get him on. Go ahead, Jay. What's up?
Hey, what's up? I just want to let you know the deposit per transaction at the bank is $1,500 for the professor.
Oh, my God.
That's it. Goodbye.
No,
it is. Hey, from previous experience, bye.
Okay, bye. Okay. Hickey, he says he gets $1,500 every time he goes to the bank?
And how many kids you said he has?
163. Let's do the math. Hold on. He said $1,500 right bucks. There. Whoa, he made almost a quarter mil?
Now
I don't believe.
I see why he number one keeps track and number two never says no.
Come on, man.
Is
but
it
you
too
think
late to do the reverse surgery? Step, 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 step.
He think he wants more money. Who are you talking about? Him? Who?
Well, you said you. You said you're going to get the scissors.
I don't need that many kids running around. I don't need that.
I mean, they're technically yours, but you don't have the responsibility of them.
Bruh, I don't want that. That's
you're getting paid.
No, I don't like that. Not for me. And maybe the price is different in different cities. Maybe he got $1,500. Maybe the professor's getting $10. I don't know.
It's supply and demand. That is true.
Hickey, I'll do it if they charge about a minute, okay? On that note, what a show.
Wow.
We had the great Lisa Leslie on, and I end on that. What a jerk I am. How about that, huh? Hey, yeah, go listen to the interview with Lisa Leslie. She's amazing. Me, I'm a jerk. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. We'll be back tomorrow. We got college basketball. We got baseball. Maybe LeBron will say something for Stephen A. I don't know. Be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The JR Sport Brief show is done on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkle is coming up next. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Hickey.